Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Justin. He sent me an article called The Feminist Case for Marriage: The Liberalization of Divorce is Nothing to Celebrate by Louise Perry. She points out that heterosexual marriage rates in the United Kingdom are at their lowest point on record, 200,000 in 2020 versus 400,000 in the early 1970s. On April 6, 2022, no-fault divorce was finally introduced in the UK. I guess there's probably going to be a spike now that you can get divorced without a good reason. I can't believe the UK waited 40 to 50 years after the rest of the Western world to introduce this practice. Louise sounds like a trad thought, and here's part of what she has to say in her article, and I quote, "The monogamous marriage model had many flaws, and the sexual revolutionaries are correct in pointing them out. But this model is also the best solution yet discovered to the problems presented by the asymmetrical investments than men and women make in the process of reproduction. For all of its trade-offs, there was wisdom in the traditional model. The father was primarily responsible for earning money, the mother for caring for the children at home. Such a model allows mothers and children to be physically together and at the same time financially supported. In an age of labor-saving devices like washing machines and gas boilers, it's become less time-consuming to run a household, and thus more feasible for mothers of young children to do paid work outside the home, as most of us do. But attempting to play the successful role of mother and father simultaneously, as single mothers are forced to, is close to impossible, particularly on low wages," unquote. So she's finally figured out that a single divorced mother can't take care of a successful family all by her lonesome. So what does she want to do to get the men back to table? She says that feminists are both right and wrong about marriage, and then proceeds to complain about weddings being too expensive these days, and that couples can't get married until they save up money for an extravagant wedding. She also blames men by saying that all we care about is short-termism in our sexual behavior and partners, that we're afraid of commitment when it comes to marriage. This woman is not begging for traditional marriage to come back. In fact, it sounds like she's blaming men, the top 5 to 10% of men, mind you, that are all having much of the sex. How about if she blamed the women those men are sleeping with for giving sex away too easily? But she doesn't do that. She also has an answer, and here it is, and I quote, "In order to change the incentive structure, we would need a technology that discourages short-termism in male sexual behavior, protects the economic interests of the mother, and creates a stable environment for the raising of children. And we already have such a technology, even if it's old, clunky, and prone to periodic failure. It's called monogamous marriage," unquote. But when I hear that, all I hear is that women get their economic needs met through marriage, and children get a good environment. But the gigachads lose out on the sexual variety factor. Going back to traditional marriage is a step down for such men. Besides, you can't force them to get married anyways. You also can't force them to not go around and sleep with married women and wreck their relationships that way either. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to shaming GigaChad, back to the Wedding Chapel Clown World show. Louise spends most of the article placating to feminists and kissing their oversized hinies by telling them how many valid points they've made. She also discusses how in the United States there's a sexual counter-revolution starting with Generation Z. Yeah, I don't believe so. You're not going to convince the carousel riders with cooches to quit riding. You're not going to take Chad's nonstop horror-thon away either. She continues to shame men by saying this, and I quote, "Half of the population are far more physically imposing, are much more interested in pursuing casual sex, and will never be able to get pregnant, while the other half of the population bear literally the consequences of a sexual encounter that goes awry. Our biology is such that when sex unexpectedly results in pregnancy, as it still often does despite modern contraception, it'll always be the woman left holding the baby," unquote. What she's trying to say is that the women are going to be the ones left holding the bag. More shaming language and guilt to get us back to the altar, it seems. But women can always dump that bag of cells by simply getting an abortion. She also complains that the outlook is grim for those children whose parents were never married in the first place. Unmarried parents are about twice as likely to split as married ones. And then children find themselves either in a single-parent family or living with the step-parents. In practice, usually a stepfather. When I hear that, all I can think is, will someone please think of the children? Doesn't anyone else hear that? It sounds like shaming language targeting men that are living in common law relationships with kids that are unmarried. She wants such men to get married for the sake of the rugrats and the well-being of the women's. But what about the man leaving himself vulnerable to divorce, rape, and thus having his life ruined? Louise concludes the article by discussing another article by Vice magazine discussing something known as radical monogamy, which is just another rebranding of marriage and monogamy. The feminists dismantled marriage and then suddenly they've rediscovered it and relabeled it like it's their own idea. Women during women's liberation in the 1960s and 70s were all about breaking women's chains to traditional marriage. Now they seem to want it back under a different name as to not appear stupid for abandoning it in the first place. Louise also says this about divorce rates, and I quote, "There's been a slight decline in divorce rates, not because of a genuine return to marital longevity, but rather because you can't get divorced if you don't get married in the first place, and marriage rates have not stopped falling. In 1968, 8% of the children were born to parents who were not married. In 2019, it was almost half. The institution of marriage, as it once was, is now more or less dead," unquote. Of course it's dead. Who wants the sword of Damocles of divorce hanging over their heads, ready to fall on them at any moment? Not me. Why would a man risk destroying his own life for the sake of his now ex-wife? It looks like suddenly Louise and many other women have discovered the scourge of the single mother household. Here's what she says, and I quote, "Despite the often valiant efforts of single mothers, the data clearly shows that on average, children without biological fathers at home do not do as well as other children, with higher incarceration rates for boys, higher rates of teen pregnancy for girls, and a greater likelihood of emotional and behavioral problems for both sexes. This is because single mothers are obliged to take on the almost impossible task of doing everything themselves. All of the earning, plus all of the caring, socializing, and disciplining of their children," unquote. Sounds like many women have realized that their adult children are an embarrassment and won't be useful idiots and utilities to them in their old age. Or they figured out that they'll be living as single mothers in poverty, that need rescuing, and then no one is coming. They seem to need a male utility there, earning money to give them and their children a better lifestyle. So why is the lamestream media suddenly caring about increasing birth rates? Is it because women are suffering as single mothers? Is it because of the fertility rates are so bad that they actually want heritage Britons to make more babies? I think it's basically just a desire to enslave men so that the state doesn't have to spend as much money supporting single mothers. Justin, the guy that sent me this article, says this, and I quote, "Why risk so much with marriage when you can just have a relationship, if that's what you actually want to do? Women don't want to take accountability. It's all feminist fault and not men that refuse to commit and get married. They blame deadbeat dads even when there are non-residents not paying child support in full." Justin also points out the part where Louise mentions that there's wisdom in the traditional model. Of course there is. That's the foundation of civilization. But do you really think that most women agree to only being able to sleep with one man for life? Or the Chads agree to the same? The benefit of harnessing the beta male providers was too great to pass up for the sake of having a stable society. Now that we're cursing men with marriage instead of rewarding them with it, and giving them both the benefits and the responsibilities, civilization is beginning to crumble. You can't remove the incentives and expect men to still think marriage is worth it. This article doesn't show women begging men to get married yet. They just want the goodies they lost from it, but there's no talk about dismantling the family courts and giving custody of the kids to the father. If the mother breaks her wedding vows, as is usually the norm back then. In the past, she was the one that lost everything because there were consequences to her bad actions. But our society doesn't make women responsible for their own actions. Women blame everyone when things go wrong, and they're generally allergic to taking the blame. If we have any hopes of returning to a somewhat normal society, then returning accountability to women would actually be the way to go. Instead, men are running away from responsibility because when everything goes right, the woman takes credit for it. And when everything goes wrong, the man gets the blame. Men will play rigged games for only so long, before we give up and go our own way. That's what our culture and the cooches out there don't realize. The men's sexual appetite has a limit. Even Louise, the trad thought writer from the UK, thinks that what men want is sexual variety. Perhaps only the men that she actually wants to get together with. But the average beta is happy to be with the same woman his entire life. Louise doesn't understand men if she thinks that all we're thirsty for is sexual variety, and that's why we aren't getting married. She appears to fall into the same trap as other women, seeing men not as human beings but simply as human doings, that our only value is as utilities for women and children. That's what women are begging for. for men to return to being utilities, and she's trying to trick us into doing that by using guilt to get us to marry if we're already in common law relationships. Or to make us feel bad like those poor men on the Titanic that gave their lifeboat seats and lives to the women and children. To the feminists out there, all I have to say is, come back to men, myself excluded, when you're ready to make some real concessions. And have all the girls work together to repeal the rights women were given in exchange for male attention and provision. I hope the government goes bust bringing in unproductive migrants into Britain. Because at this point, that's probably the only thing that'll actually bring you ladies back to the bargaining table. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Justin for the donation and the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that feminists just want to go back to the 1980s and 1990s when men hadn't figured out yet that the game was rigged and that we would smash our hopes and dreams by marrying them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists pretending to be traditionalists trying to guilt and shame men back to the marriage plantation away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.